Southeast Alaska divers fish for three species: sea cucumbers, gooey ducks, and sea urchins. The biggest of those fisheries by permit holders, harvest levels, and economic impact are the sea cucumbers and gooey ducks. SARDFA's Phil Doherty told the chamber audience that there are 398 permits for sea cucumbers alone, and that fishery brings in about $6 million a year.
They're kind of ugly, but they're very valued for their meat, and it's almost all, if not all, Oriental market. The cucumber goes to a number of countries: Japan, Korea, China. Those are probably the three main countries.
The Asian market is the primary destination for all three of Southeast Alaska's dive fishery products. Gooey ducks are shipped live within a day or two of harvest, and sea urchins are prized for their roe, which is removed prior to shipping. The urchin fishery, though, has been in decline, and there are now only about 84 permit holders for that fishery. Of those, about six are active. Doherty says part of the problem is that the roe is delicate. Packing it so that the roe arrives at the Asian market intact is challenging and expensive.
It's very labor intensive. As you crack the urchin open, you have to have all the spines out. You have to have a good looking product. So it was difficult for the processes to figure out how quite to do it. And then there was a huge influx of Russian sea urchins on the market.
Another reason is sea otter predation, but we'll get into that a little later. About 112 permits are out there for the Southeast gooey duck fishery, which brings in about $6 million a year. While it's lucrative, it's also expensive. Doherty says SARDFA spends a lot of money on various tests related to gooey ducks. For example, PSP, or paralytic shellfish poisoning, which can be found in clams and other shellfish that have been exposed to certain algae. It's potentially deadly, so testing is required before a bed of gooey ducks can be commercially harvested. Water quality testing also is required, and now inorganic arsenic. That's a new expensive test that the Chinese government decided rather suddenly last year to require for gooey ducks from Washington State and Alaska. And since mainland China is the primary market for gooey duck clams, they got to do it.
We have to go to all the beds, and we're talking about very, very limited amounts of inorganic arsenic. Nothing that anyone would ever worry about. There's a lot more inorganic arsenic in the rice that they eat in China than anything that they would ever eat in a gooey duck. And they probably eat a lot more rice than they eat gooey ducks.
Doherty says the Southeast Alaska dive fisheries will survive all the regulatory requirements, even if they are expensive and don't always make sense. What will kill the shellfish industry, he says, is the rapidly increasing population of cute, fuzzy, federally protected sea otters. Doherty says sea otters were wiped out in Southeast during Russian control of the area. In the 1960s and 70s, they were reintroduced. Sea otters slowly rebounded for a few decades, but then the population boomed. The effect on a sea urchin fishery near Sitka has been the most dramatic so far.
They harvested about 300,000 pounds one fall, and they were getting geared up to go back in the spring. When they went back in there, there wasn't a sea urchin left. The otters had moved in.
SARDFA hired an Alaska research company, the McDowell Group, to conduct a study on sea otters and their effect on shellfish. Doherty says the results were conclusive.
Basically what they said is, where there are sea otters, there's no commercial shellfish fisheries. So, I mean, that's the give and take that we have. We have sea otters in Southeast, and we will not have Dungeness fisheries, gooey duck fisheries. You know, the $15 million dive fisheries will go away.
Otters are protected by federal regulations, so fishermen can't legally shoot or trap their furry competition. The only people allowed to hunt sea otters are coastal Alaska natives, and they're not allowed to sell otter pelt unless the fur has been altered using traditional handicraft methods. There's been some effort at the state level to relax those rules with no success. There's also been an effort to train more Alaska natives in handicraft methods using otter fur. Doherty says more otters have been killed in recent years than previously, but it's not keeping up with the population growth. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.